Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
So are we in or out? You're out. You are over and out.
No. You insulted him a little bit.
I'm okay with it, but now you're making me feel weird about it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Okay, it's our in or out. You have to decide what side of an issue you indeed are on. It's Greg Brady, Gord Rennie, and Vince Tedesco's in for Sheba Siddiqui. Vince, I don't know if you noticed yesterday, but we got some of our best responses to yesterday's in or out, which was based on a real-life viral video. Would you save a wolf if a wolf's paw was stuck on a fence? Would you free that wolf? And we got some great responses afterwards, after the show. And we all agreed that we would. But I also think I had friends of mine listen to the segment. They're like, if the three of you guys were together, which one of you would save the wolf? And I'm like, Gord.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, we would draw straws. Because you notice one guy had to go up to the fence and actually use the, like some kind of clippers to get the wolf free. I don't know if he had to cut into his nail or whatever. It didn't look like the guy didn't look like a veterinarian doing it. And then the other two guys are like 80 feet away. Yeah. And ready to get into a locked car if they're able to, Gord.
Probably holding beers.
Yeah, if it was a three-man operation, Gord would be setting the wolf free. You'd be doing commentary. I'd be shooting the video.
Yeah, something like that. something like that. And now it's incumbent upon us to go through every other show in the 640 lineup, like Alex, Heather, and Corey, and think which one of the three of them's freeing the wolf. Yeah, and right. Then you can guess: John Oakley, Loretta, Michael Downey. In the afternoon on the John Oakley show. I don't have a clue.
Yeah.
I just know how the pecking order would go. I'd be very close to the car with the four-way flashers on and the windows would already be rolled up. I wouldn't hide in the back of the pickup truck.
No.
Because those wolves can leap. And again, did you see Michael J. Fox's Teen Wolf? He all of a sudden could dunk, you know, like he was Pascal Siakam. Pascal Shazam or whatever that reporter called him three weeks ago in that World International Report. All right. Our in or out today is about cutting the cord. There's new data in for cable and satellite, I suppose. Canadian adults 18 to 44 are leading the revolution, and 70% of this age group has already cut their traditional cable or satellite services, or they've reduced them, or they plan to do so within the next year. Now, that's tricky. I just want to go to, have you done it already? And to follow through the wolf argument, Vince, I'm a wimp. I've really shaved my cable down to the basics because I think I need live news and I need live sports. And I flip around the channels and I want to watch what obviously our friends at Global News are doing, but also the other ones to make sure that I've got the stories right, to have the American networks. I love having BBC News, and I think it's important for live sports, but almost everything else, I don't even have AMC anymore. So when they show Caddyshack or Shawshank Redemption for the 386th time in a calendar year, I can't even see it anymore. I've cut some elements of my cable. What about you?
Okay, I'm in the same ballpark. I maybe have the cable package just above you because I do have AMC, but I'm much...
Snob.
Whoa.
Wow, big spender.
What are you making?
There are certain things I need in my life. One of them is live news. One of them is live sports. I don't want to be searching and scrolling to what feed it's at or what code I got to type in, but...
So when AMC shows the Halloween movies all in order starting around October 28th, you get it and we don't.
Well, I'm more of a Godfather guy around Thanksgiving. They always play that.
Get nonstop Planes, Trains, and Automobiles in late November on Thanksgiving weekend.
Yep.
Gord, in or out on cutting cable? This is tricky. Both you and I used to work for a company that gave people a pretty sweet deal on their cable.
Yes.
So what's the story?
Well, I'm the same as you. I was like, I've slimmed down and...
Cable-wise.
Yeah.
You look great, as it is.
Physically, I'm trying.
No, you look great. That's fine.
Thank you. I haven't taken the plunge yet. I want to. Like, there's enough packages out there that I can build around. Like, you know, your Disney Plus and Netflix. That's, you can get your movies there. And I'm not a big sports.
So you're spending
guy,
more than Christopher Freeland is on Disney Disney Plus.
Yeah, you know, I'm wrecking it for everybody. But yeah, so I'm out as well. But I want to be in.
You want to be in on the cord-cutting business, but you're not there yet.
I can't. But it's my second highest bill next to my mortgage.
It's a big bill.
It's massive.
Yeah.
And is
your cell phone on the same bill?
Yeah.
You're too right. Exactly. Yeah. Our number is 416-870-6400 via text. In or out on cord-cutting? A lot of people are doing it. And again, people might say, well, you know, should you talk about this? Yeah, because Stack TV is obviously our parent company's app. You get 16 channels. You get a ton of variety. By the way, if you've got little kids, it's one of the best apps imaginable because you got your Treehouse and your YTV and your Cartoon Network and your Disney XD. You get all that stuff and Disney Junior. So you get all that stuff. So without, you know, understanding that I just did a 16-second commercial for Stack TV, here's what people used to want, though, Vince. They used to say, I don't like the cable company or the satellite company. I want a la carte. I want to decide. And now we do decide. But then we don't like the price because we realize then we've got four. There's families I know that have like seven or eight streaming services and they've cut cable. And I'm like, you do realize you're spending more than what cable was. But maybe they feel like they're getting more.
How long before all these streaming services just get together and repackage it as cable and sell it back to us?
That's a depressing, more depressing than the weather. That's what it is. To think about that could potentially be the case. 416-870-6400. Do you keep your cable or satellite? If so, you're out, or are you in on cutting the cord and moving along? Like, Gord, if I were to ask, is what Vince said, the live sports seems to be the biggest reason. I think that's where the ad dollars go. They sure go to big shows. Like, again, Global's got Survivor. They get huge audiences for that. But there's only so much of network television that pulls in massive audiences. And the great thing about Stack TV or anywhere else is people want to watch stuff when they want to watch stuff now. If I don't see we used a lot of audio on the West Block on Monday, Mercedes Stevenson's show, but I'm not always sitting there at 11 o'clock to watch it. Yeah. I'll go on the app later and we'll slice some stuff up and use it. Sports, I think, is the only thing that you can't really delay. Like, you're not going to sit down and start watching the Leafs game when you already know who's won. You really won't.
Exactly. And you're going to fast forward to watch to see if they score or whatnot. But a telling thing is The Last of Us. And you said you watched the finale on Sunday.
I did.
Up against the Oscars.
Yeah.
They didn't change it. But what they did do was move it on the weekend of the Super Bowl. Because it would have gone up against the Super Bowl.
You've made a great point.
They bumped it to Friday. So that's telling right there.
Well, it used to be those HBO shows would avoid the Oscars.
Exactly.
And you'd avoid going against something that on terrestrial television would be a big draw. Yeah. Doesn't matter, really. Oscars, Grammys, like a presidential debate. They've asked the NFL before has been asked sometimes to move their game because of the debate. And the NFL just sneers and says, hey, even though it's a Thursday night game in October between the Titans and the Jaguars, more people are going to watch that than watch your 12 stiff suits up there, debating tax cuts.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter if it's the Republicans or Democrats. We won't move. You move.
Yeah,
and they often do.
And that's the power of, football for one, but sports. Right?
Yeah.
It's like you got to see it live, especially now. You go open your feed and go, what a great win by the Leafs. It's like, oh, my God.
I think there was a Sunday morning, and I play old guy doubles tennis on Sunday morning, and Canada was supposed to play, God, was that the Croatia game? I think it was. I think Canada was playing Croatia in the second game of the World Cup in Qatar. But then, and I was going to get home, and I did see the goal, but then you glance at your phone and you're like, media blackout, don't want to know what happened in the Belgium-Morocco game, I'll have time to quickly, but then you get three text messages and it's ruined. And then I don't turn it on.
Yeah.
I've recorded something, but I won't watch a second of it because I already know the result.
Absolutely.
There's nothing else quite like it. Our number is 416-870-6400. Now we turn to Dave Bradley. We love including him in on In-N-Out. Did we let you play about whether you'd free the wolf yesterday or not?
Yeah, I would. I would totally free it. Yeah, and we'd make friends, and it would be great. He'd ride with me in the car.
Pet?
Yeah, totally.
What about a coyote near your house? Do you like?
Oh no, coyotes are crazy.
Yeah,
yeah.
You think a wolf would have
friends with a coyote? If anything, the Roadrunner taught us that.
So you think a wolf would have the emotional appreciation that Dave Bradley had freed him and would spare his life and the life of those he loved for time immemorial?
Absolutely.
If he came across your son in a field chasing a ball, he'd be like, that's that Bradley kid. And that guy rescued me 11 days ago. I'm cool.
Yeah, we're cool. Give a little knuckle punch there and we both go on our way.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.